Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel. Norbert is out on break, but he'll be back soon. I always say I'd love to be 100, but only if I remain healthy enough to enjoy it. And today, that's more likely than 30 years ago. Over that time, the number of centenarians has grown by two-thirds in this country. It's still a small number at about 55,000, but we're obviously doing something right. One new finding is that they may have unique microbes in their gut. Japanese centenarians' gut microbiome reduces their risk for chronic diseases and infections. These microbes impact digestion, produce vitamins, and even protect us against pathogens. But as we age, we lose some of the diversity within the microbial species there. This may lead to more frailty in older people. Another study compared the microbiomes of three groups: 160 centenarians, 112 people ages 85 to 89, and 47 people ages 21 to 55. Again, the guts of centenarians were distinct. They had bacterial populations not present in other groups and lost others found in those groups. They also had much higher levels of secondary bile acids made by their microbiome. The impact of this is that bile acids can stop the growth of damaging bacteria in the gut, giving them a healthy gut. How this leads to a long life is speculative. Who knows? One day, a factor of long life may be taking a centenarian probiotic for a healthy gut. We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discovery shaped the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.